Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. John, you could pull up a stool for two straight shows, buddy.
I know. It seems to be working from the house somewhat, so yeah. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, the tap on the Lefin-de-Mont is no longer squeaking. It's working free again.
There you go. Open that back up.
And then we're also joined by our lovely friend, Judith. Pull up a stool, Judith.
Hi, guys. So fun to be here. So excited.
Yeah, and it's nice to have you. We have positive Judith, John, so Doug cannot possibly get negative on this show now, can he?
I don't know. I have a feeling you're going to figure out a way anyhow. So, but
he tries to behave when I'm on. He tries.
Yeah, I try. This is going to try to be a no negativity zone. So let me get this out of the way first. What we're going to do today is we're going to... I wanted to do a fun show. Everything's been negative. The news is coming up Sunday. Guess what? Bob Iger's back. So you could tell there might be some trouble on Sunday. But today is going to be a fun day. We haven't done this in a while. We haven't done this since Flight of Passage and Navi River has been around. We haven't ranked the rides over at Animal Kingdom or any of the parks. So we're going to start doing that again. This way we can talk about the rides, have a little fun. We're going to do the draft, but... trying to get all five together with these times, even though you'd think it would be easier, but a lot of work issues have been coming about. So we figured we'd start ranking the rides in each park, and we have Judith to join us. We're going to do a top 10, and as you know, we cheat sometimes. So it'll probably be 15 with odds and ends that we'll speak about. Sound about right, guys?
Yes.
Sounds good.
You know I don't play by the rules.
No, not at all.
I have 13.
Yeah, well, you have three boys. I kind of think that they bend the rules a little bit, so you allow it, right?
Yes, I do.
And I think Tommy's the biggest of the three boys, the baby, right? He's the baby now?
Yes, he definitely is the most work.
And it's going the opposite way now. He's starting to get like me. We're getting up there in age, so we turn into children again. The older men get, the bigger child we become. I hope you guys know this.
Yeah, but the thing about him is he's actually the most fun, so
there
it's
you
okay.
go. We love Tommy. Too bad he won't ever join us on this show. What it is, he's such a nice guy, he don't want to embarrass us with his brains and his brilliance on Walt Disney World, correct?
No, he's shy.
Well, Doug, if you've noticed that very few are there any married couples where both people want to be on podcasts and talk about Disney all the time. I mean, Lisa absolutely loves Disney, but she has no interest in talking about it on a podcast. I know Tommy loves Disney. He has no interest in being on the podcast. Same goes with Brian, with Carmen and Brian. Same thing goes with your wife. So I think it's convenient. I can't imagine a married couple where he actually talked about it.
Well, the only one is that I know of for sure is, well, there's two. There's Tim Tracker and his wife on the videos. And then you got Jen and Scott, our friends Jen and Scott at the Happiest Vlogs. Besides that, yeah, Brenda wants no part of this.
Yeah.
No, and then even like Be Our Guest Mike, all their show, none of their significant others ever want to be on the show.
Well, I guess Lou's wife and children are on there every once in a while, so, yeah. You know, yeah, but for the most part, I would say probably, what, 90% of the people, the spouses really don't want to have anything to do with it.
So there's one mouth in every family is what you're trying to say, John.
that's it, yes.
And, but anyway, but I figured it would be some fun. I wanted to do a lighthearted, fun show. Talk about when we finally can go back to the parks when everybody who listens to this show, we finally get back to the parks. At the Animal Kingdom, what ride are you most anticipating on going on again? And this way we could talk about all the rides. I'm sure some kind of food will enter its way into this conversation somehow. Because I know John and Judith cannot resist talking about food.
Right. Food. No way. Food's the best.
Yeah, well, when we did this, I thought maybe all top 10 would be restaurants instead of, because that's what Judith said. I said, we're going to list our top 10. She goes, can we add restaurants to it? I said, no, it's attractions.
Yeah, why not? It's experiences.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I have restaurants in here.
Uh-oh.
So, well, are we going to start with number 1 or number 10? Or
we're going to count down like we always do. We're going to go 10th to the number 1, your favorite attraction. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Judith, we're going to start you off first. We're going to start off, what is your number 10?
Well, do I start with number 13 or number 10?
Well, start with number 10 and then say honorable mentions. How's that sound?
Okay. We'll say that at the end.
Well, and wait, we'll see. Yeah, we'll save it to the end because one of those other two might be on one of our list. And then this way we'll talk about it anyway. You could say where it was on your list.
Yes. Okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
So, yes. And you are going to laugh at me because what we just talked about. Number 10 for me as an attraction and experience is Yak and Yeti. I love Yak and Yeti.
She cheats right out the box, John.
I know. Well.
Yeah. Well, started off right.
I love the tuna taco or tuna. Tuna nachos, if you've ever had those, they're so good. Tommy loves those. I love that dessert with the fried wontons. Oh my God, so good.
That's out of this world. The fried wontons and vanilla ice cream.
Yes.
Strawberries and vanilla ice cream.
We always have like such a good time there. They have good drinks there. I've sat at the bar there. There's always a bartender. Almost every time I'm there, when I sit at the bar, his name is Jason. So I remember him. He's a good guy. And it's just a great place. I love it.
Well, walking in, it's pretty cool with the whole story of how they just kept adding rooms, and that's why every room has a different decor. And there's a whole, you know, like anything with Disney, there's 100% story behind it. And I've probably eaten there, I guess, probably 20 times now, and I've never, ever had a bad meal there. My godson, he's getting ready to go down in the fall, hopefully, fingers crossed, with everything going on. And one of the first reservations he made was Yak and Yeti because we've taken him there so many times, and he absolutely loves it.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's awesome.
What's your thoughts, Johnny?
I've eaten there twice, and we've talked about it before. I made the mistake twice, but both times of ordering the coconut curry stew, which it's not bad, but it's bland. And so I was a little disappointed in that, but both times JJ and Lisa had great meals. So we want to eat there again, but I just remember the last time, it's been several years actually since we went, we sat upstairs in their parade that they used to have go through the park was going right past the window, so it was a spectacular view of the parade while we were eating, so it was pretty cool.
So it's so fun. I remember that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
have really good salmon there, John.
Oh, Brenda, that's what Brenda and me get at least one of us every time we go there. It seems like one of us get the salmon. It's phenomenal. I mean, the firecracker shrimp there is out of the world.
That's so good.
The pork pot stickers we've had.
We've had those things too, whatever you want to call them.
They have these, the Thai crab cakes, which are really good, which we really like. My God, we've gotten so many different, my godson, I've tried his, he loves the sweet and sour chicken there. I mean, the crispy honey chicken I've had. I mean, we've had so many different things here. And my wife, one of the favorite things when we rented that house, she got the tacos there, the fish tacos, and they were out of this world.
Yeah, those are so good. Sorry to interrupt you.
Those
are delicious.
Yeah, so I highly recommend it. I mean, and then my wife loves the mango pie here. So, John, you got to try something else on the menu is what has to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we make it back, and then, yeah, I'm definitely going to attempt something else. I know Lisa had the ribs there one time. She really liked the ribs. I think the time before last, JJ, he had the Kobe burger and enjoyed it. So.
Ooh, that sounds good, too.
Yeah, Brenda, I told you the story, John, a couple times. Maybe that's why Lisa did try the ribs, because you wouldn't think of ribs here, really. I mean, not that you wouldn't, but it's on the menu. But Brenda, for some reason, I was like, is there something you're not telling me? Because all of a sudden she's craving ribs, which she's never had ribs before in her life. Like, she has them but never orders them out. And she goes, those ribs look really good. And she ordered the ribs, and they were out of this world. They were really good. Very good. So
I want to go.
Oh, don't you wish we were all there right now?
Yeah. John, I'd get you a beer. You guys could have a beer. I'd have, like, one of their signature cocktails. Tommy would probably have a beer with you. We'd just sit there, the ladies, and we'd have so much fun. Anyways, we better go on.
100%. We'll all go miso salmon for everybody, right?
Yes, yum.
John, what's your number 10, buddy?
I have to go back to one of my attractions, so I'm going to go take a ride. I'm going to include both of my guests, that way I can fit in one of my honorable mentions. I'm going to take a ride on the Wildlife Express train over to Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Well, I'll just give you a hint so you know you're not cheating, John. I have that all as one on my list.
Yeah.
So you're not cheating.
Yeah, because, I mean, really, you can't experience Rafiki's Planet Watch without taking the train, so there you go. So, especially as you get more and more into Animal Kingdom and you get out there and you educate yourself and you want to learn stuff, Rafiki's Planet Watch is a fantastic place to do that. Now they have even though it's not exactly well done, but it's still a chance to draw some characters and stuff like that at the animation experience, and then there's still some educational stuff down there. And it's just a nice walk from the train station down to that area. And then, of course, taking my train and seeing some of the backstage areas and stuff like that. Although I do miss the costumes, uniforms being themed out there. I mean, when I started, we had actual what looked like train uniforms on and stuff like that, and now they've went to just it looks like a merchandising uniform, so I'm a little disappointed in that. But it is what it is, and it's still a lot of fun, and it's part of Animal Kingdom hearing that train whistle. So
yeah. Well,
by the time Bob comes back, you guys might be buying your own shorts and t-shirt to drive that train this time when it opens again. No, but John, I actually have that number 4 on my list.
Well, there you go.
Good job. What's one of the best things you can do on that train that you can't do really anywhere else on Disney property, John?
And it's one of the few attractions anywhere on property. It might be the only one where you can actually take not only a drink, but an alcoholic beverage. So you can get yourself a beer right outside there in Africa, and you can ride that train as long as you want, sipping your beer. So. Yep,
have myself a nice lager on my little trip out to Rafiki's Planet Watch. I love the whole veterinarian, you know, show that goes on, everything, how they take care of the animals. And I'm looking forward to finally drawing with Brenda out there. Hopefully that's still there when everything's back to normal at the parks. But you know me with my trains. I just love the trains. So that would have to be way up my list. I could sit on that train. I've already done a couple trips back and forth and never even got off the train, just hung out.
This is going to be the one thing I'm going to say that I have ridden the train more than you have, Doug.
Yes, you have. Absolutely, John. But up until you got the job there, I think I probably rode it more than you.
Yeah, up until that point. But
there you go. Well, you guys are going to hate me, but before you go on, do you like Rafiki? Do you like the Wildlife Express?
I think it's awesome. Yeah, I have it kind of tied together with number 8, so like, is my number 8 thing, because I'm talking about looking at the animals and doing that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you guys are going to hate me, which is nothing new, but I couldn't do a top 10 and not have it in there, but everybody knows my feelings towards Everest. So Expedition Everest is number 10 to me.
Oh, good grief.
I put it my... But I got to be honest. When I'm going to this park, out of all the things to do, this out of everything in front of it, I would rather do the other nine before this. So is that fair, John?
Sure.
Why sheer?
You're crazy.
No,
crazy.
I'm not crazy, but I just... If I go into this park and I don't get to do the other ones, I would be upset. With this, if I don't get to do it every time, I'm not upset about it. I love looking at it. I feel when I look at that beautiful mountain, that's the best part of the ride for me.
Oh, no. The best part of the ride is when you're going up.
You can see across the park.
Left.
Yes, you can see. You can see across the park, the views.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I love that.
So, but I like the queue better too than the ride. The queue is awesome. It has one of the best queues on any ride on property. I will say that. The queue is awesome.
Queue is awesome.
So that's number 10 for me. Number 9 for you, Judith.
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble again. I have the, there's a new lounge, the Restaurantosaurus Lounge. And that's like, it's the cutest little lounge. It's tiny, tiny off the restaurant. And they have just like a limited small menu. They have this bartender. I forget his name. He's really nice guy.
Hey, Tommy, you better watch out for these bartenders. They're all man. You get. Hey, John, between me and you, are we getting a trend here? There's always a man bartender she likes.
But they, you know, you can grab a nice cocktail and walk over to Rivers of Light for the night after there. It's just a cute little place to go in, but we can't talk about it too much because then we won't be able to go there anymore. So that's enough.
There you go. Exactly.
And what was the name of it? Was it called The Joy of Tea?
No. Restaurantosaurus Lounge. Right in the Restaurantosaurus counter service.
I know our good friends Carmen and Brian over on YouTube. They used to be Ventures of Peas and Carrots. They've showed video of this lounge a couple times. They really enjoyed it in there too.
Yeah, I think I wrote one of my blogs on it. It's a really fun place.
No, so listen to her. She's telling us not to tell, and then she writes a whole blog on it.
I know. Okay, go to you guys. What's your number 9?
My number 9 is this lounge over at Restaurantosaurus. I really love it, and the snacks are like out of this world. I'm seeing what other snacks they have here. Jared.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna get you in major trouble.
Menu. Yeah.
Well, they have my Tagger Lager, which I've ridden the train on many a times. You like that Tagger Lager, John?
It's okay.
It's not. You would take the Elephant IPA, right?
Oh yes, the Old Elephant Foot IPA, available at both the Dawa Bar and the little bar outside of Expedition Everest. Yeah, that's the best beer on Animal Kingdom property.
Yes.
Tagger Lager is. I'm sorry to tell you.
And they have a good wine list there too. There's a couple good wines there. I remember.
Yeah, so head on over there. It's a neat little place.
Yeah, it's cute.
Johnny, what's your number 9, my friend?
I'm going to go with Bug's Life. Fun 3D show. It has cool animatronics in it, and there's a couple of surprise effects and stuff like that. I would say Bug's Life is a lot of fun.
And I would continue that because I have that. I'm going to make that. Now, ask me if you answer me this. Did you do it separate? Do you have the Tree and Life separate from that, or is it part, or you have that somewhere else, or you're just saying it's a Bug's Life?
Just a Bug's Life.
Okay. I mean, but you don't have the Tree of Life on your list anymore, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't put the Tree of Life down.
Okay, well,
I've had a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun just walking around checking out the Tree of Life. But,
well, yeah. I have that all as one, that whole area. I have that 7. I love Tough to Be a Bug. I have a lot of memories, especially when my stepfather got scared like a little girl with the spiders. It's still one of my favorite memories ever. And the great part of that is I've known my whole life he's scared of spiders. I never once told him once before it happened. I told Brenda about what was going to happen, and she kept telling me, you got to tell him. And I said, I am not going to tell him. Because he used to be a teaser. He used to like to... He loved to start trouble. He was an agitator. He was the type of stepdad that when your mom wasn't looking, he'd poke you in the back or stick his tongue out at you, and you'd start yelling at him, and he'd act like he did nothing. He just liked starting trouble. So when no spiders drop from the ceiling, it'll be one of the best times of my life forever, just watching him get all upset and scream. He was literally having like a panic attack over these spiders, man. But the whole Tree of Life area, John, I added it all as one. I have that as seven, like with Tree of Life Awakens, the Oasis, that whole area is it's a must-do. Spend time over there. You have to agree with me on that.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really cool area, and I mean, probably some of the best times I ever had was just getting a beer and just walking around looking at the trees and, you know, the animals all carved into the tree. So you can spend half an hour just doing that. So,
well, yeah. Yous again might call me crazy or might disagree with me, but now that Illuminations is gone, Tree of Life Awakens is probably my favorite show on property. Watching that tree and just listening to the music, standing there.
Yeah, it's really relaxing. You can find like areas that are less populated along like the river there and just sit and watch it. It's amazing.
Yeah, last time I was there with my brother-in-law and my godson, we had a couple beers just sitting on a bench there, just watching that for like half hour, 45 minutes. It was awesome. And it's so cool when you're just sitting there and it hasn't started yet, and then all of a sudden a leopard will go across, or a snake will move, and the first time I seen it, I thought I was imagining things. You know what I mean, John?
It kind of takes you by surprise. Kind of the first couple of times you see the creatures move. So,
but plus, like every time you see it, you can't like you see new things. Like it's like almost like it's a new show every time.
No, it's amazing. It's one amazing. Of my favorite things.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Number 8 or 9 for me is the newer show isn't as good, but I still love it because I love the birds and everything else. And I'll mention this too. When you guys come in, how cool is it in the morning or when they have the shows with the macaws flying all around with the parrots flying around? Is that absolutely awesome or what?
I love that. I love that. That's part of my next one too. It's amazing.
Yeah, the beauty of the park with those macaws, but I love the Up a Bird Adventure, but I love the older show better.
And yeah, I agree.
The new one is it's good. I love just sitting here and watching the birds do tricks, and I appreciate how much work that those trainers put into those birds. I mean, it's amazing how smart those birds are. And when I'm there, I remember the old show, and it kind of makes the new show a little better, if that makes any sense.
You know? I like Russell and the Doug, and I love the movie Up, but I miss Guano Joe.
Oh, 100%.
You know, yeah.
100%.
I still like that bird show, though. It's fun to go and sit, you know, just relax a little bit and laugh a little bit. You know, it's fun.
Absolutely. Just watching the kids be amazed by it. And again, until the day Doug's no longer here, that eagle will still be one of the greatest things that I see every single time I go to the park. Just seeing him sitting there like, I am it. Yes, I am. And that's the attitude he gives.
Yep, he's beautiful.
He's just so regal. He really is. It makes me proud to be an American every time I see that eagle. I understand why we made the bald eagle our the representative of our country. So,
what, you didn't agree with Ben Franklin? It should have been a wild turkey? That's true. That's what he thought it should be.
See, you learn something
bird.
New every day.
I'll be even dumber than that. He needs a stick to building bridges. What's number 8 for you, Judith?
So I was going to talk about the animals, like just walking around the park itself. I really enjoy the animal trails, the Maharaja Jungle Trek, Gorilla Falls. The animals along the Tree of Life, going over to Rafiki's Planet Watch. I just enjoy. I love animals anyways, but I just enjoy the sereneness of the park and just walking around. And sometimes those little animal trails are amongst, like, there aren't as many people there necessarily. And then they have cast members along the way talking about the animals. I enjoy interacting with them because they're so knowledgeable. They're so smart and fun. I love it.
No, it's amazing. The animals on property. I mean, I have those two that you mentioned higher up on the list. And I just love the whole, I mean, I used to get mad when people would call it a half-day park because you're not exploring. Most people, when they go there, they don't even realize. Like, I would have conversations when they were done saying it's a half day park, or there was not much to do, I'd say, well, did you go back and see the gorillas at Gorillas Fall? No, where's that at? Did you go see the lions? Did you see the bat cage? Did you take the train? No, I didn't know you could take the train out. I thought that was just for cast members. Like, you got to explore this park, and that's what makes it so wonderful.
I love that part of it.
So, I mean, you need to really, as we said since this show began, slow down, look around, and enjoy the view, and that means discover everything that you're missing in a lot of these parks. So, but all the animals are awesome. I'm sure, John, you even have a more appreciation of them with working there. You got to spend not as much time on the rides, but I'm sure walking through you would notice a lot more animals and stuff like that than you ever even realized would not work in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were certainly times. I mean, I recorded a couple of shows from different parts of the trails out there and stuff like that. So, yeah, they're higher up on my list, too. And I have them separated.
Me, too. We're educated of this show. We'll let her go. Oh, she thrown in restaurants and stuff.
Doug, I was going to tell you, we were talking about Rafiki's Planet Watch and stuff, and I mentioned it a couple of times. Judith, there was one time where I did a private party for the train. We took a group of people out to Rafiki's Planet Watch, dropped them off. They had dinner, and it was dark. It was the winter time, so it was like 6:15, 6:30. It was dark already, and we had to walk down to Rafiki's to use the restroom if you had to go. So I was heading down there by myself, and you hear the lion roar. In the dark. So,
Mama!
It's a little creepy. A little scary. But that's really pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, I mean, and the beauty of that park, and I'm going to give Disney credit for how big that park is, and one of the things we love about Disney, I know we got critical about bathrooms and stuff like that, but it's amazing how clean and beautiful that park stays all the time, because that park has to be the hardest park of all to keep clean, because you know what a pain in the butt it is just to get in the bushes around your house to clean the leaves out from under the trees and keep the yard nice and tidy. You imagine keeping that park tidy with all the idiots that roam through it, open up the Reese cup and throw the wrapper on the ground.
Well, not only that, Doug, we have one dog in the house and two cats, and sometimes we struggle to keep the animal smell out of the house.
Yeah.
So imagine all the animals they have there.
Because that park does not smell. It's amazing how wonderful they keep that clean.
I was just going to say that, too. And, and the animals seem like they're so well cared for, and I think the mission is a good mission,
They don't look like they have a care in the world.
Yeah.
Those animals. Yeah. Oh, and while we're on to throwing things away, let's do a public address announcement. You idiots, with your rubber gloves and your masks, put them in the trash can, you morons. Quit throwing them in the parking lots.
Yeah. I
went to Publix. They had to put trash cans out in the parking lot because people were just taking them off and throwing them on the ground. So.
I mean, like, what is wrong with you? Like, I mean, they should put you in the shopping cart that I'm talking about and push you right over off the bridge. I mean, it's just so wrong.
The thing that I got upset about one day was that here we are, we don't have enough supplies in the hospital, and there's a mask on the side of the road. And I was, on the side of where we were walking, and I just thought, wow, that's really... terrible.
It is. It's like they have. The same people that throw their crap on the ground are the same people that don't put their carts away, that don't pay attention, don't have any care for anybody, but they're self-centered pains in the rear end. So, yes, please, put your gloves away. I mean, we pulled up to the other day we were out shopping. We pulled up to the one store out. I'm not going to say what store because I don't want to, I don't want to throw any shade at them. But we literally pulled up there. We counted like 7 gloves on the ground. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And the trash can wasn't overflowing. It wasn't like there. But even if it was, take it home with you then.
Yeah. Yep.
But anyway, back to animal. Anyway. The point I was making, how beautiful they keep it, even with those same, because a bunch of those morons are roaming through that park too, throwing their stuff on the ground. It's amazing how clean that park stays.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful. I mean, out of all the parks, to me, it I don't know, they're all beautiful because for some reason, the Magic Kingdom, the neon lights get me. I mean, in Tomorrowland, all through that park, different things, choke me up at sometimes. World Showcase at night with the lights on, when it's just getting dusk and all the lights across the countries, when the lights are just coming on. How beautiful is that, guys?
Well, so beautiful. And then, I liked running when I was doing the half marathons and the 5Ks and the 10Ks and running through the parks. And it's just like the lights are coming up in Disney, you know, the sun's coming up, and it's just so beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
All the parks.
Absolutely.
Animal, right. Animal Kingdom was especially amazing to run through when it was the Wine and Dine half, when it was at nighttime. And there was something so special about running through Animal Kingdom at night. It was just amazing. They had lights out. It was just beautiful.
Oh, when that park at night, I mean, we said on this show for the longest time, when it opens at night, I mean, the first time I was there at night, I was just, I didn't want to leave. It just,
yeah.
There's something totally different about that park night and day, and just roaming around, it's just, it reminded me of camping with my father as a kid. We're all, it's just light enough to walk through, but they didn't overpower it. The lighting that they did in the park, John, wouldn't you say they did a perfect job with the way they lit it at night?
Yeah, you can see where you're walking, but it doesn't take away the natural ambiance of the areas. So, yeah, they did a very good job.
Last time we were there in October, and with the turn, like, we were there Halloween, and then, you know, the next day, of course, everything turns into Christmas. And they had these gorgeous, gorgeous lanterns up in Animal Kingdom. They were just stunning. I mean, it just, we sat and watched the Tree of Life lighting, and it was just beautiful. It's just a great park. I love that park.
Oh, I love it to death. I've loved it. Yeah. I've never not loved it. And one of the things I like too at night, like, you guys notice, like, they'll have this, and hope they have these back when things get back running, because they seem to fire all the entertainment lately.
Yeah.
But at the African Market in the village there, when you come walking up and the singers are singing at night, and
and
as you're walking to it, like, from Asia through those trails or over the bridge from, like, where the Starbucks is and all, it gets brighter as you're getting towards the market. It makes you feel like you're literally walking into the city, if that makes sense to you guys.
Yeah, it's really, it's awesome.
It's
love
beautiful.
It.
So where are we at, guys, as I got off on a tangent? Yeah. What are we at, number 7?
No, number 8, I thought.
Okay, I did. Oh, okay, mine is Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail. I just love going all the way back, watching the gorillas, hanging out with the gorilla. I mean, me and Brenda,
they're
the last
so
time
funny.
We were there, he's playing with his son, running around. That whole thing there, it's one of Dennis's favorite. I know Dennis would have had this probably in the top 3 or 4 because he loves those silverback gorillas. And it's amazing, like, how they just sit there eating. Like, they don't even notice us. Do you guys get that now, that they don't even pay attention to anybody around them?
Oh, I think
they're not concerned.
I feel like they're watching us sometimes, though. Don't you?
But they don't seem to be bothered by us at all.
No, they're not.
Phased is the word I was looking for.
Yeah, no, I think sometimes they're funny because they'll be like, oh, okay, I see you. You know, they're looking at us too. It's kind of funny sometimes.
And it's awesome. Like, when you go around where the glass is, the last time we were there, there was actually the mother was playing with a couple of the babies and rolling around. And
I love that.
It's just amazing. I mean, and again, you don't even feel like, know how you go to a lot of zoos and we've been to different zoos. We have one down here at Cape May. It's pretty decent because it's set up more like Disney than the Philadelphia Zoo. I can't stand, because the whole time I'm there, I feel bad for the animals. I never feel bad for the animals at Disney. Do you guys?
No, they're so well taken care of.
Sometimes I'm a little jealous, I have to admit. I wouldn't mind getting fed and laying in the shade all day, you know what I'm saying?
If you saw how well some of them animals eat, yeah, you might be a little jealous. I work for one of the companies I worked for Culinary Classics. We delivered the organic rabbit that the lions and the tigers ate. So, yeah, they eat pretty well. Not only really good stuff, but like gourmet quality meats. So, yeah, they do well.
They get a better cut of steak than me and you, John.
There you go.
Okay, Judith, what's your number 7, hon?
Oh, no, now John has to do his number 8. I'm keeping
track. He did 8.
No, I'm used to it, Judith. He ignores
me. Didn't you do
8? You know how it is.
John, so. I got you. I got you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, number 8 for me is Finding Nemo. It's not my favorite show there, but it's a good show, and it's as a father, it's a little hard to watch at points, but you know,
yeah, right.
The artistry with the puppets and stuff is really cool. The only problem I have with it is the awkward seating arrangement with no backs on the benches, and so it really hurts if you've got a tender back. It really starts to hurt you after a while. So.
Yeah, there should be a warning for hemorrhoids on that. Those benches.
Not only that, it's just it's awkward on your spine.
I'm just saying, if it's a cold winter day with those benches, it could cause problems.
TMI.
But anyway, John, I love the show. It's a great show, but that is exactly why it didn't make my top 10 Nemo, because they have to do something with the seating in there. That might be the worst seating I've ever sat on in my life.
Yeah, it's those wood planks, right? The kind of like the and so they're the benches that are made out of wood, but they have the spaces in between them. So yeah, they're awkward.
It's not comfortable. You got to bring yourself one of your airplane pillows and take it to Nemo with you.
There you go, stadium seating. So.
Did you have Nemo in yours, Judith?
I didn't, but my next, I do really like it. See, I think we should have done the top like 30, because like
no, we'd be here. The days are long and the nights are longer.
No, I had lumped a bunch of them together because that was the only way I could get them all in.
Cheater.
But I don't play by the rules all the time. I picked for number 7. I picked the Lion King show, though. I love that show.
Yeah, well, you don't love it as much as me and John, apparently. Does she, John?
Where's yours? Where's Lion King for you guys?
I got it one higher. It's at 6 for me.
Yeah, Tommy rates it number 1. That's his number 1 thing he loves to do when we're there.
I'm a lot closer to Tommy. I got it number 3.
Okay. So, yeah, he loves it. He loves it. All right, number 7 for you, John. Because we know what Doug's is. His is number 7 is Tough to Be a Bug.
Yes, and the Tree of Life, the Oasis, the whole area around the tree.
Yep.
What was your 7, Judith?
A Lion King.
Lion King.
Oh, okay, Lion King. Okay. Yeah. All right, good.
Festival of the Lion King, if I'm being
Festival honest. Folk, yes. As we DAC members like to call it.
Yes.
Number 7 for me is Pangani Forest Trail. Not Pangani. I'm sorry, Maharaja.
Maharaja Jungle Trek.
Yeah. Pangani's the old name of the Gorilla Falls one. That's right. Yeah. So yeah, Maharaja Jungle Trek. Yeah, I love the tigers. Seeing them in the natural environment like that, and it's also a really cool spot to find some hidden Mickeys and stuff while you're walking through there. And they
the
have
the theming is awesome.
It's great, isn't it?
You took the words out of my mouth. All that Asian design, the way they did everything back there. It's like looks like it's been there forever.
It was supposed to have been a hunting preserve for a Maharaja that one time they hunted animals there, and then because of developing situations and everything, they changed their attitude and have changed it into a preserve instead of a hunting area. And so that's supposed to be the story, but it was supposed to be hundreds of years ago when it was actually a hunting preserve.
John, did you ever see those balls that they give to the tigers out there, those like solid core balls?
Yeah, the ones to play with, yeah.
Yeah, they were showing them. That was one of the other great things at Rikifi's Planet Watch. They had the balls that they were showing. The lady goes, yeah, the lion had this for about or the tiger had this for like a half hour. It's like ripped in half. Okay, she handed it to me to hold it, John. The thing must weigh 20 pounds.
Oh, yeah. And they batted around like a kickball.
Yeah. But it's amazing when they go running through the water and everything.
And Doug, you know, working out there and seeing them, especially when the new cats were born a couple of years ago. And then to see what you mentioned a couple of times about how well the animals are trained there, and especially tigers, with me having just watched that horrible television show.
I got through 2 episodes. I can't do it.
Yeah, the comparison between the way those animals are treated and the ones at Animal Kingdom, that's night and day. You
isn't
know,
that so. Just, I can't
watch it, Judith. It's like, I held off trying not to watch it just out of respect for my own self, and I got bored. And we put on 2 episodes, and me and Brenda, I just can't do it. I refuse to watch any more of those people.
Yeah, You feel dirty after watching it. That's true.
Yes.
Oh, their houses must just gross.
I mean, just watching that guy's looking at that guy's two husbands, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Yes. crazy. All of them are crazy. Even
I wanted to send them money to send them to a dentist.
Yeah, it was nasty looking.
I'm like, holy moly.
He needs a better haircut, just saying.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't watch no more than two. But, John, you're right. One of my favorite parts of that is I've told you many times. I've said it on the show, if you're listening to the show, if you haven't. The bat area, is that creepy or what? Little bat
room?
Yeah,
that's pretty nice.
Well,
I wonder how they don't get out.
The chains. Those chains that hang, they won't fly through them.
I know, but it seems to me if I was a bat, I'd try to fly through it.
Nah, there's the chains, they just can't. There's something about the metal that gets them, the chains itself. Yeah. But I told the story that my dad was in a wheelchair at the time. He hurt his back, and he was being a pain in the butt. He was being a man-child at the time. He was starting trouble. So he got a little wise with me, so I took the wheelchair and pushed him into the bat and left him.
Judas, are you noticing a theme here? Doug's best memories of times at the park is torturing older members of his family.
And wait,
I bet you he's going to tell the story about how he took his godson on Dinosaur and
made him
ride it again when the kid didn't want to.
No, see, you messed the story up. Don't make me seem like a bad guy, because I am not. I just retaliate. But when I do get that, I will tell you the truth. But that kid, after we got off, said how bad he wanted to go back on, talked a lot of smack, was acting like a little tough guy, so I called his bluff. And when he got back in line and started crying, there was no way, as a Davis and as a godfather, I was going to allow him to back down. I would rather him cry all the way through than walk away as a coward. So get the story right.
You see the theme, Judith. You see the theme here, right?
Well, you know, he's talking about his dad being a pain in the tushy. And I'm wondering about the apple. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a bigger brat than my father was. Let me put it this way. He was being ornery. My dad could be the difference is my dad didn't have a big mouth like me, so he didn't let it out. As much.
Okay.
He just gave attitude. My dad was a man of few words, but the few words he said could be very they could hurt. Yeah. he said it like it was, but the one of the days we were on the trip that the girl, he was giving the girl trouble getting a wheelchair, so instead of putting the adult badge on the wheelchair, she gave him a child sticker with his name on it for the wheelchair. And we laughed the whole day about that.
That's cute.
But no, Maharaja Jungle Track was number five for me, Johnny. I like it a little more than you.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, excuse me, sir.
I'm just saying. Right. Well, that's why I didn't have room for that Expedition Everest thing. I had to move these better things up. Mm. But all kidding aside, Maharaja is awesome. Take the time to roam through the trail. Let people walk by you. It's not a race to get through any of these areas. I think both of you agree with me on that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love to, like I said, I love to just, like, meander through it and talk to the cast members and watch the animals. It's so fun. I love it.
Yes. And Judith, so what you said there is an important point. The cast members are there for you to ask questions and talk to them about it. And what you're doing also is helping their day go a little quicker, because just standing there waiting for somebody to ask a question can get really boring. So if you go up and you start talking to them, they're going to enjoy their day more and you're going to learn something.
So listen.
It's a great idea to
so
ask
listen.
Questions.
Yeah, John is saying.
They're so knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. You know, they really are, those cast members.
So John is saying, if you have any kids like Russell, send them over to badger the cast members. That's what John's telling you to do, right, John?
Go ask questions. Ask questions.
Yes. Hey, I'm the one asking the questions.
But I will say the same thing, too, and I think you guys will agree with this. Tough to be a bug. That show's a people eater. You don't wait in that line too long. The show goes by pretty quick. Take your time and look at the tree of life. How many times you watching people walking by this beautiful tree racing to get into the movie, and then they get to the front of the line and they're not letting you in anyway. You just sit in the cave for a half hour.
Right. Yeah.
So
true.
enjoy the look at, because as you're going along, that whole walkway is none but those artist renderings on the tree. I mean, and some of the things that come across, some of the tunnels, there's more etchings and stuff inside. Enjoy, take it all in, because that's part of doing it's tough to be a bug. I think you guys will both agree with me on that.
Yeah.
And I like the, when you get finally inside, I like to, I guess I can be annoying because I like to walk around and look at all the posters. I think the posters are
great.
They're so funny and cute, and, you know, you always get a chuckle from some of them, you know?
Judith, you could never be annoying, Judith, never, ever. And those posters are awesome. They're so funny. You know, yeah, they're very funny. So enjoy, you know, take your time, let people go by, as we say here, enjoy the queue.
Yep.
What's next for you, Mrs. Never Annoying?
Okay, so I like Nighttime in Pandora. I just enjoy it so much. I love, and this is going to be controversial, I know how you guys think about this, I really like Rivers of Light. I think it's relaxing. I think the message is phenomenal. It's all about we have to, you know, take care of the earth and take care of the animals. I love the Rivers of Light. I think it's great. I love the Tree of Life lighting, as we've already talked about. And just walking around Pandora at night is just a phenomenal experience. It becomes a whole new place.
I love it if it's not overcrowded, because it is dark. And you got people that don't pay attention. Like I told you the last time we were there, the grandfather ran over somebody with the wheelchair, and the daughter's running behind and apologizing. He's like, basically, I don't care I ran you over or not. Get out of my way.
But well, get that during the day anyways.
But it is beautiful in there. And people, I don't think a lot of people realize, you can go out the other way and go to Lion King. You don't have to keep turning around to come back. Right, John?
Correct. There is a, it's not secret, but there is a, there is another entrance exit from Pandora. Yeah.
So go right through.
Right towards Lion King.
Yeah. And take the time. Like, I think Rivers of Light gets a bad rap. Go to Restaurantosaurus, get yourself a beer, John and Doug, and don't be fuddy-duddies, and go sit in Rivers of Light and enjoy it. Just relax for a little bit.
I don't hate it. It's free. They did a good job with it. I'm not trashing Disney for it. The point is, with me, it's kind of the same thing with Frozen. And I think John will agree with me with this. The music at all didn't grab me. I don't know what it is, but usually I love Disney music. I mean, I hear the music from around Mouse Gears come on in any of my shows. That I'm like totally sucked in. I'm Tomorrowland, Illumination, Soarin', John, anywhere in the Magic Kingdom. But am I wrong? Is the music, does it grab you at all, John?
I didn't mind the music. That wasn't my biggest problem with it. The music I thought was good. It wasn't, obviously, I mean, I haven't seen it nearly as much as Illuminations or anything like that.
But the very first time I seen Illuminations, the music grabbed me.
But the issues I had with Rivers of Light was we saw it on somewhat of a windy day. And so for the water screens, I couldn't see anything. Yes. I mean, it was kind of hard to decipher what they were supposed to be on the water screens. And then I lost my train of thought, but there was there's no, I mean, and I realize we can't have a giant fireworks spectacular because of the animals. I mean, that's why, but there didn't seem to be any culmination, anything at the end to
climax.
Say, this is the end of the show. Yeah. No type of spectacular at the end whatsoever. It just kind of faded out. So that was my,
I think you just have to just kind of sit down and relax, sit back, and enjoy the show.
Yes,
get yourself a nice cocktail.
Yeah, grab yourself a cold one, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's like I wrote it or something. But anyway, I do like it, and I'm so happy that the theater's there. That theater is beautiful. It's a nice size theater. I like everything about it. The views are beautiful. It's nice. It just, the show just hasn't grabbed me yet. And I wish it would. I was praying for it to grab me. But I don't hate it. It ain't like I haven't picked on it. I just said it isn't my favorite.
I love it. I think it's great.
But unlike Pacinetti, at least I've seen it. Unlike him never seeing Fantasmic. Why don't you go yell at him, Judith, about Fantasmic?
I would never yell at Pat.
But you yell at me.
Oh, see, the New Englanders.
Oh, my goodness. She loves Patty. Why wouldn't you yell at him? See, he's the troublemaker, too. He's the one that, while you're not looking, starts troubling, and then he acts like the angel when you are. So, but anyway.
All right, John's turn, number six.
That would be the Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail. Nice. That's my... Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, but yeah, that's another one that's a lot of fun to walk through, and it's totally set. Obviously, it's Africa, not Asia, like the Maharaja one. So it's got the gorillas, the hippos, the meerkats, some other animals to look at. So yeah, and it's a fantastic experience.
It always struck me
as hilarious. When people would get off the train or when they're heading down to the train, are we going to see any animals on this? No, you might not, but this isn't a train ride to see animals. This is just transportation over to Rafiki's Planet Watch. Well, where do we go to see animals? You go through right there. It's literally right there, people. Take a right.
But it is awesome right when you're riding the train and the rhinos will be out, or you'll see an elephant out there if they're doing something. There's been many times that the rhino cages there, John. We've seen them roaming around.
Yeah, the rhinos, because the rhinos are one of the few animals that they allow to roam back and forth. They were allowed to either be in the pen if they wanted to, or they could be out on the savannah. Most of the other animals, they rotate back and forth, but the rhinos, they absolutely can pick out what they want to do. The funnest thing was always ostriches. You'd catch the ostriches running alongside the train, and then if you whistle at them, they turn their head and look at you. So they really like when you whistle. So we'd always hit the whistle when we went by. But the funniest thing about an ostrich, or from what I've heard, is that their short-term memory is only 4 minutes long. So that's why they look amazed when they see the train every time, because literally it's the first time they've ever seen the train.
That's funny.
That's awesome. That's funny.
Now, my number six was Lion King. Now, I took my great uncle there once, and I threw him in with the monkeys over there, and that was a great story one time, right, John?
There you go.
Oh, wait till we get to Kilimanjaro Safari when I threw my great uncle Herschel off the train. Jeep. Number five, Judith.
Number five for me is Biradika Band in that first little by the Kilimanjaro Safari. You sit at Dawa, you get a sugarcane mojito, you listen to Biradika. I'm really going to miss Biradika so much.
I can't believe they got rid of them.
I just love them so much. And every time I went, it was like one of the guys always remembered me, always took a picture with me.
Did you hear that? One of the guys. When is it going to be one of the girls remembers Judith? You know what I'm saying, John? Just between me and you here.
But it's just, I mean, there was just so much fun to watch, to listen to. You know, they were just so much part of the community. I'm really going to miss them terribly.
Well, I was shocked the last time we were there with my sister-in-law and my wife. That my wife is not the outgoing, or my sister-in-law, but I look over and these two are dancing. I'm like, who are these people, and what have you done with my wife and my sister-in-law?
They get everybody to participate, you know, when they're just fun.
Yes.
Well, Judith, they are handsome young men, so they have a tendency to attract a lot of female dancers. A lot of dudes are just standing around going, why is everybody dancing? But...
it's a good show. I mean, and they got rid of them before all this happened. I don't know what happened there. I mean, there was an uproar about that, and hopefully they bring them back, because I hope it ain't a lost cause like Off Kilter. I hope somehow they come back, because all those performers in over there at the village is what makes that area, in my opinion. I think you guys agree with me.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah, the gymnast, the Biradika band, that we had. There was an older guy that would walk around playing like this long,
the didgeridoo
stringed instrument.
What about the didgeridoo guy? Every once in a while, I'll be back there.
Well, yeah. And then there was a lady who played a type of instrument walking around too. So yeah, all those folks, and not to mention too, anybody out there that's like that, that's not an official cast member but works on a performance basis, they call it equity characters, and all of those folks got laid off a long time before us regular cast members did. So, and I'm you know, we were talking about this. I don't know about the actual actors and actresses that played in The Lion King, that do The Lion King show. So
yeah, it's a shame. I know Yeehaw Bob was doing performances on Facebook. If you want to go check him out, he's been doing some live shows from Facebook.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
So, know what I really miss, and you guys will, I think, agree with me, and it's one of my favorite performers of all the parks, is the guy that played the electric harp. I was so sad when he left.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got some footage of you, but right before he left, so.
He is a phenomenal. I mean, me and Jimmy were just standing there drinking a beer watching him and Mark, and my godson's a really good guitar player. He's the type of kid that, you know, you tell him to play whatchamacallit, say Journey or AC/DC or whatever, any of the songs, You Shook Me All Night Long, he'll look up the chart and play the song. He's like really good he's very gifted on the guitar. And he was watching that guy. It was nice to see, watch your kid, you know, and be so into it. It was like he was really enjoying it. It was like, you know how anybody who plays musical interest appreciates whoever else does it. And it was really a good time. I couldn't believe they let him go. I mean, because that was one of those unique things at a parks.
Yeah.
We're going to miss those unique things, you know. What about Divine? Did they let Divine go, John, do you know?
Yeah, I think she's equity too. So, I would imagine so. And
she was so fun. I remember the kids. I remember the first time we went, the kids were little. And
they freak out.
they were like, oh my god, that bush is moving. And they were like, you know, my youngest was only 5 and he just was fascinated with it. It was so cute, you know. Well, just they all those people add something, you know, they add that extra special thing to Disney, and they're going to be missed, you know.
Not that I normally do this, but I remember being there with Mom and Brenda. And I seen
her
over by the bushes, and I kind of made them slowly move to where they're next to her without seeing her. And then all of a sudden she like reached out, and my wife was like, "What is that?" Mom's like looking at it like in disbelief, like, and I'm like cracking up. I don't usually do things like that, but it was absolutely awesome.
Not at all.
You never do.
It was awesome, but yeah, that was. She's special. I mean, that's the stuff that you go to these parks for.
Yeah, totally.
You just did 5, right, Judith?
Yeah, I did 5. It's John's turn.
Number 5, Dinosaur.
Dinosaur, yeah.
I really like this attraction. I like the theming over that area, with the exception, of course, of the horrendous Chester and Hester's.
That whole area.
Yeah, but... the Restaurantsaurus themed with Dinosaur actually having the Restaurantsaurus was supposed to be the mess hall for the college kids that were working at Dinosaur, and so there's a whole theme storyline going on with that type of stuff, and then the attraction itself, not to mention that you get to see Mrs. Huxtable.
What was her name on what is her real name on Huxtables?
Her real name is Felisa Rashad.
Okay, but what's her name on the show?
Mrs. Huxtable.
No, it's not. Her name is Claire.
Yeah.
Claire. So.
It's a great attraction. A lot of fun. I do kind of wish it was Indiana Jones, like the one in California, but nonetheless, it's a really cool ride. So.
I like it too.
Whereas number was it on your list, Judith?
So it was one of my honorable mentions because I had to add in all the food places.
Well, just so you know, for me, it was number 3. I love Dinosaurs.
I love it, too. I have to ride it every trip. I love it.
As I have to admit, the body's starting to get... I'm like an old bull rider. I feel like some of my last rides are about to end on that, but I do love that ride. For some reason, I always end up on the right side of the car. I do not know why, and I have that big dinosaur.
That's the only thing. It is a rough, jerky ride.
Yes, it is.
Oh, and you get in the back, it's 10 times worse. But it's a great ride, and like I said earlier, memories with my godson and all. I love it. It's number 3 on my list.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yep.
It's number awesome. And number five for me was Maharaja Jungle Trek.
Yep.
So, Dad, I love you. Sorry about the back cage. Go ahead. Number four, Judith.
Number four for me is Navi River. I think that ride is just so beautiful. I love it.
No.
It's very relaxing. It's, you know, you see something different every time you ride it. I love it.
Now, me and John, I think we both left it off our list. Am I right, John?
Did you?
Yeah.
I know you would.
Sorry, Judith.
That's okay.
And again, I have no problem with it. I'm actually happy they did it. I'm happy about the ride. I enjoy it when I'm on it. I just,
yeah.
I like all these other things better, like I said, with Expedition Everest. Everest had to be before that. I probably... From the next 10 years, I'll probably ride Navi River more than Everest, but I had to put it on there because it was the right thing to do. But I'm happy they did Navi because of the history with the dark ride. I'm glad that Disney is not forgetting about the dark ride. I think, John, you'll agree with me on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, but honestly, I wish...
He's breaking up, guys. I'm not cutting him off.
Sorry, with the real story. Yeah, okay. Am I there?
Now you're back, John. Go ahead.
Now you're back.
Okay. Yeah, the animatronic at the end is probably the most advanced one I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's cool.
So it's worth riding just to see the animatronic, really. I mean, it is really cool. It is nice and relaxing, but it's very short. It's probably half the length of Pirates of the Caribbean. And so that's a little disappointing. And just the fact that there really is no story. Other than you're just going down a river looking at glowing stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, it is part of the movie, but
yeah.
you don't have to know that to ride it. It's just a nice, beautiful, relaxing ride.
It is relaxing. I remember being with my beautiful wife riding it and enjoying it and just looking around. You'll see the cats or whatever they are moving around. It's cool, and I'm glad Disney did it because I like the fact that they're keeping with their roots, and that's what that is. But as John said, I think it could have been a little longer, but I'm happy with it. I'm not mad at them. They gave us another ride.
Yeah.
So. Number four for you, John.
Number four for me is Flight of Passage. It's a
number
cool
four.
Ride. Yep, yeah, it's a cool ride. It's the most advanced ride out at Walt Disney World right now. But if given the choice of other things to do, there's three at Animal Kingdom that I would rather do, and probably a good 20. If I could go on any attraction right now, it would certainly not be Flight of Passage. Even at Animal Kingdom, there's just other stuff I enjoy more. And I mean it's definitely cool. It's definitely the most advanced, but I have no emotional attachment to the movie Avatar whatsoever. So it's not going to ring with me like other attractions do.
I have to agree with you there. If there was one ride right now that you could go on right now and at Disney and anywhere in Disney World, what would you go on, Judith? Quick. Mm. It has to be the first thing.
Splash Mountain is my favorite ride of all time.
There you go.
So you go on Splash. John, what would you go on right now if we were allowed to go in the park and get on one thing?
Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. Yours is awesome. Mine's the right answer. I would go on the TTI. I would ride on the People Mover.
Yeah, I like that too.
My son would agree with you on that one, Doug.
Good. Yeah. Me and JJ will have a great time.
There you go.
But any of them. But you get what I... So I agree with you there, John, as far as that. But it's a little higher up on the list for me. But I can see what you're talking about. I have two tie for number one. So I guess you guys could figure that out. But
okay.
Anyway, I love it. I'll talk more about it when we move on. What's your number three, Judith?
Exhibition Everest.
No.
I love that ride. I think it's amazing. I think it's a fun, like, thrill ride. It's not too over the top. One of my favorite memories was about it was we were there for New Year's Eve one year. And it was my girlfriend, and she brought her two kids, and I had my two kids, and we were actually at the Yak and Yeti bar, and the kids...
Go figure, Judith at the bar, John.
I know, that
was there a male bartender?
Yeah, he was there, my favorite bartender. But the kids wanted to ride Exhibition Everest, and they had a fast pass. And then the cast member said to them, "If you get a picture of a monkey, we'll let you ride, keep riding." So those four boys, you know.
So John was at the Yak and Yeti, and you took a picture of him.
No, listen to it. So they took a picture of my youngest son, and they showed it to the cast members. Well, the cast members thought that was so funny. They just kept letting them ride it over and over. They said they rode it like 8 or 9 times.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it was, yeah, just, good. It was just fun. It was just fun, you know.
Do you know what my favorite story is of Expedition Everest?
Uh-oh.
What? No, it's actually a good one. I think I've said it on the show before, but we had fast passes, me and Brenda. And we're standing there, we're getting ready to go on, and we were with, my mother-in-law was there with us, and I forget who, there was other family members there with us, it might have been with my dad and all, there was a bunch of us there, and we were getting ready to go on, and a father and his, like, 8 or 9-year-old just got off, and they're, like, going crazy about how happy they were. "It was awesome, Mom, I'm sorry you didn't get to go on, blah, blah, blah," and she's going, "Maybe next time," and they're like, "Well, if you want to wait in line," so I said to Brenda, I said, "What if we can give them our fast passes, right, because we overheard it." So me and Brenda went over, and I gave the mother, I said, "Here, go on with your son, because I want you to enjoy that." Me and Brenda, we've already done it, so, and it was like I gave them $1 million, and they went on, it was, he was jumping up and down, the kid was, because he couldn't believe he's going on again, and you could see the pure excitement that she was going to get to go on with him. So that's my favorite time ever with the fast passes for Expedition Everest.
Yeah, I used to love how the paper fast passes you could give to other people.
Yep.
I used to love doing that.
Say, don't you miss that so much? Yes. I mean, it was so cool to walk out of the park and then to be able to pass them around to other people that you saw. And I did it a couple of times. I gave some to, I think, Pirates of the Caribbean to some people one time, and they didn't believe they were real.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm just leaving the park here. Are you sure? Yes. I'm not asking you for any money or anything. Relax.
Yeah, we had that happen. We did that with Soren one time, because we had we were there. We had dinner reservations, and I didn't realize at the time we ended up getting into Le Cellier actually. So I gave them to a young couple, and they were like looking at me like, "Soren, you're giving me." And this is when Soren had just opened. You follow me?
Yeah.
But I had fast passes like the next 2 days. You know, and we had the next couple days there. We knew we'd be able to get fast passes because, you know, we know how to do it at the time. Because you remember those days too, John. A lot of people didn't even understand how to get them.
Yeah.
And then if you got there at 9 o'clock in the morning, you could get the fast pass, anything you wanted.
So, yes, exactly. Yeah. So I wasn't worried about it. We gave it to him. We already wrote it that week. So, but it was like giving those out was a good time. I missed the Year of a Million Dreams, and they would just hand stuff to people. It's like I have a feeling that might come back after all this.
Hopefully,
I found my, you said that, Doug, I found my dream fast pass downstairs when I was going through one of my drawers, and I still have everything on it. I didn't use it for anything. I just thought it was the coolest thing, so I kept it as a souvenir instead of using the fast passes off of it. So
that's awesome. We got some pins is what we got, which is still awesome, and that was, we actually got pins on Soren.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we were in line for Soren. That's the most exciting thing ever happened in the line.
I know, that's a bad line. We got we actually got those dream fast passes to every ride in Animal Kingdom. We were standing in line for Primeval, how do you say it? Whirl. Yeah.
Oh my god. Whirl. You got rewarded for being around that ride? That's amazing.
Yeah. Then maybe that's why we got them.
They felt bad for you. The ghost of Walt Disney came down and said, "Give these people real ride tickets."
I know. So that was fun. That was a fun day when that happened. Yeah, for sure. John's turn, number three.
Number three, Johnny?
Number three for me was Folk, Festival of Lion King.
Yeah. So, it's so awesome. It's a
must do, and I haven't seen it probably in a year. So I really miss Festival of Lion King.
So the voices are finally out of your head now, right, John?
Yeah, I can finally see.
Hey, Diombo!
it's funny. I'm going to go see it and sit down and actually watch it, and I'll probably stand up and sit down and move around like I'm doing the ride or doing the attraction. But I don't know. It's interesting to have worked there and watch the inner workings of how people load in and out of there. That's just something. I mean, we're going to have to figure out when all this is over how they're going to do stuff like that. So
yeah.
Yep, that right. It, I mean, that show is awesome. It's my favorite show on property as far as theatrical wise. It's
absolutely.
It's amazing. It's like, and the singers are so good. The acrobats and the dancer, they're incredible. I mean, everybody in that show is, and it's amazing how flawless it is. I've never, and watch next time, so I am so sorry, cast of The Lion King, but the 20, 30 times, I don't know how many times I've seen, I've never seen a fumble, a bumble, or a mess up.
Yeah. I've seen a couple, but...
I haven't. I've been pretty lucky. It's amazing, though, how many times that show goes on, and they do such a consistent job.
You are right.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love that show. I love the bird that flies at the end. Mm-hmm. I love the tumble monkeys. The tumble monkeys are so funny. I love everything. My favorite time to see it, though, a certain cast member let me be one of the animals. So that was amazing.
And I wonder who that would be.
I wonder who that was.
And those amazing, such strong, great men that walk stilts. You know, you walk stilts, there's something special about you. You can walk on stilts. You're a manly man, is all I'm saying.
But, oh, goodness.
Anyway, number two, Judith.
Number two for me was Kilimanjaro Safari. I love it. I have to do it every time. It's different every time. I enjoy the different cast members who are amazing and know so much about the animals. And giraffe, right? You had me at all the giraffes. I mean, it's just, I just love that so much. So much fun. I have to do it every trip.
Oh, it's amazing. Have you done it at night?
You know what? We haven't done it at night. We need to.
Amazing. That's all I'm saying. I like it better at night. But I think it's one of those things, because it's new at night, you just feel like you're breaking the rules by going at night. It just, you don't feel like you're supposed to be there. And it really feels like you're going on. It has a little eerie feeling to it. Like, do you remember when you were a kid and you were young, and not real young, but you go through the woods with your friends late at night, and you'd have that little eerie feeling about it? Know what I'm talking about? Didn't know what was around the next turn, or roaming through the woods. Because, like, we used to go camping all the time. We'd go roaming through trails and stuff like that. And you were always a little on edge as a kid. And that's what it feels like when you're headed in there at night. You don't feel like you're supposed to be going in there. So, that's what I like about it.
That's fun.
So, Johnny?
Number two for me is Expedition Everest. Not only a great, best roller coaster at Animal Kingdom, but the best roller coaster on property, in my opinion.
That's the wrong opinion. I'll tell you the best roller coaster, but not on this show. Go ahead, John. I'm kidding.
It's better than Rock and Roller Coaster, you think?
Yeah, I like it. I like it better. And part of that has to do with Lisa will actually ride Expedition Everest, as opposed to she won't ride Rock and Roller Coaster. So I have an actual chance to ride with her, and it's a smooth ride. You know, it's not like Space Mountain or Dinosaur where you're going to get wrapped around and stuff like that. It's very smooth. The backward, like Doug said, above four, you know, we're getting up there, so back I can't ride it as many times as I used to. Once or twice in a day is good for me now. So
if it didn't go backward, I'd probably ride it 10 times more. I don't like any coasters to go backwards at all. I don't like going backwards in my damn car, let alone a roller coaster.
But like we said before, this is also one of the best queues in all of property. Yeah, and it really does set up the story for you. This is the one where me and JJ will wait the 45 minutes, even if we have a fast pass sometimes, just because it really sets up the whole story for you.
Yeah, if you've never ridden it, and it's under an hour, you need to do the queue. My favorite roller coaster, you know, John, is I like Big Thunder. That's my favorite coaster. I like the whole story. I love the music, and I love the yee-haw and all that. So I just love everything about that. So it's my favorite coaster.
Hold on to your hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Yep. I love that ride.
I love Splash Mountain. It's my favorite because I love how you're going up, 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 and then at the very top. Don't close your eyes. You look at all over the park, and then you just drop. I love that.
Yeah, I love Splash too, but that's a flume ride. We were talking coasters, Judith.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we'll let you go. I love Splash. Actually, I think was at the top of my list for all rides too, wasn't it, John? We did all the rides.
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, the thing I love about Splash is you got the exhilaration, plus you got the old school Disney with all the animatronics in there.
That's
why
it's like
perfect
it.
Blend between a dark ride and a thrill ride.
So, and it's long. It's a long ride. You don't feel like you waited all that time, and when it's over,
it's
you don't
over
feel 90 like you.
Seconds. Yep, you're right.
No, you feel like you actually rode a ride. Like, I love it so much, but I don't feel like I need to go right back on again every time. I feel like I got my money's worth each time I ride that.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
what's my number two, Doug?
What's that?
What's your number two?
I don't have a number two. I cheated. Flight of Passage and Kilimanjaro are my two favorite rides.
Gotcha.
Kilimanjaro is Kilimanjaro. I mean, it's just... If you say Animal Kingdom, if you want to explain Animal Kingdom, just put somebody on Kilimanjaro, and that says it all right there. It's the number one ride in that park as far as it's what the park stands for. So
it is number one for me. I mean, there's no doubt. That's what Animal Kingdom is a KSR. So.
And the reason I got Flight of Passage tied with it is because Flight of Passage is like it brought things I literally felt like I was flying on there. I mean, it's the closest I'll ever get to flying, and the queue on that is pretty good too. You guys have to admit they did a good job on the queue for that.
Oh yeah, the queue's awesome.
They did a great job walking through. Is really I enjoyed it, but the ride itself is like no other. There's nothing like Flight of Passage. I think you got to agree with that, guys.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's my number one. I love it. I love Flight of Passage. I always make sure in the morning we're there early, so we ride it first thing, and then we get a fast pass for it. I just love it. I love that ride.
And then,
it's amazing.
And then the sidekick to it, John, is I got to see my sister-in-law and my wife scream their head off. They were so happy and scared at the same time. I'll never forget those that visions in my eyes. They were to the left of me, both of them, and I was watching them as much as I was going off the cliff with those two. It was amazing.
It does take your breath away. Like when you're riding it, you kind of go, you know, takes your breath.
And a tip for the women, give yourself a little room because the first time my wife did it and all is she got herself squished because she pulled it in way too tight. And it can hurt you. You know, you guys got parts that we don't have, so be careful with the upper. And I know you know what I mean. It's like they both suffocated themselves because they were afraid that they were going to get hurt. You're not going to fall off.
No, you won't fall off.
No, so don't get tight, but don't hurt yourself is all I'm saying, because you can. But anyway, I think needless to say, the Animal Kingdom is nowhere near a half-day park. It's absolutely incredible, and I love it at the Animal Kingdom.
Well, I just always have a great day there. It's just a fun place.
It is. It's
all right. Well, guys, we talked about our day here. Judith has already mentioned where she's eating lunch at. Doug, where are you eating lunch at here?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I would definitely be at the Yak and Yeti myself. I mean, you never go wrong with the Yak and Yeti. I mean, the only other place would be, I'm sorry, dinner would be Yak and Yeti. Lunch is always the Nomad Lounge for us now. We love sitting there out underneath the porch and looking over the Pandora.
I'm heading over to Flame Tree Barbecue. Love Flame Tree Barbecue, and I love sitting down there right in front of the water and looking across the as you sit there and listen to people scream on Expedition Everest across the water. So,
why are you mad at the Nomad Lounge now, Judith?
Because it's so popular.
They don't have men bartenders there, or something?
No, they're very nice, but it's hard to get in. Like, remember my story from the last time? You can't get in there.
Yeah, well,
hate that.
No,
I don't know if that's going to be a problem anywhere.
No.
We reopen.
Yeah.
So.
I'll be honest. I mean, and I felt bad for you with that. Me and Brenda have eaten there a few times now, and we've never had a problem getting a spot
when,
there.
When Jason and I were there, and my son, when we were there in May, I wanted to take him there, and that was when it was packed. Like, unbelievable. It's too popular.
Yeah, we love it there. And those...
I know.
My wife... She does not like to eat a lot of red meat, but I'll tell you what, if we'd have got three sliders, she might have fought me for the third one. She liked it so much. Those beef sliders there are out of this world. We really enjoy it there.
Yeah.
So
stop talking about it.
Oh, well, you don't want it more crowded there?
Huh?
You don't want them to get more crowded there?
No. Shh.
Yeah,
it's awful there. You won't like it.
The smoked pork ribs are good. The bread service is really good there. The fish tacos, I mean, everything there. You like that tuna, Judith. You would like the spicy tuna ball over here, too.
I know.
No, I mean, John, you enjoyed it, didn't you, buddy?
Yeah, it was fun. I don't know if I'd put it in my top five or stuff. The drink I had was just overpowering ginger, so I didn't really enjoy it. But yeah, it was nice. But I don't think I had as good a time as you have.
Yeah,
so.
We've eaten there, I don't know, 3-4 times now. Few trips we've eaten here every time. The Nomad sliders are out of this world. They have the truffle aioli. And the fries are really good. Their fries are like sticks, man. They're like big fries. They're some of the biggest fries I've ever had, but they're really good. It's like the fries are bigger than the burgers. But it's awesome. Those sliders are out of this world. They have this onion jam on them. You had the sliders, didn't you, John?
I tried 3 different things. I was sitting there with a buddy one night. Yeah, I think the sliders was one of them.
Yeah, they're really good. The hummus here is good. The red pepper hummus. With the bread service.
You know what I don't understand is that what's the place next door? Shoot. No, I can't think
Tiffin's.
Of the name of it.
Tiffin's.
Tiffin's, thank you.
No, I'm a professional. I know these names, Judith. Come on.
I know. Good thing you're here. But like Tiffin's is like the food there is not I haven't had the best experience. We've eaten there like 3 times and it's like so-so. But then the Nomad Lounge, they say the food comes from Tiffin's. Is so good. I don't understand that.
Well, I guess maybe it's because I don't know, maybe the smaller scale. I don't know. I have no.
Yeah. And, yeah,
and
I don't know.
It comes from there, but it ain't the same menu.
Yeah, no, I know that. But
it's weird.
It is weird. I don't get that.
No, I don't either. I mean, Tiffin's is okay, but I for the bang for the buck, I can go out and get those sliders for $16 and get another. Me and Brenda will get like 3 or 4 small plates between us, and it's the same price, but we end up enjoying ourselves more. It seems you get more options with it.
Yeah.
Because Tiffin's isn't cheap. I mean,
no, it's not.
I mean, their entrees here are, you know, I mean, I think the cheapest thing on the menu is like $40.
Yeah. Yep. And it wasn't as, you know, that's like California Grill pricing, you know.
No, I'm sorry. I just opened it up now. The buttered chicken's the cheapest thing on here. It's $37. I digress.
You were close.
I am so wrong.
$3, Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. They have the crispy Saza, crispy corn cake, chimala infused seasonal vegetable, and that's $30. So I mean, you're getting a corn cake for $30.
yeah, that's what I mean. It's weird.
No, but they have side. I mean, I don't know. It is beautiful in there. It is a nice looking restaurant. They did do a good job.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
So, but yeah. I enjoyed this, guys. I wasn't too negative today, was I?
You were okay.
Thanks, Judith. That's pretty rude.
You and your positive stories about terrifying people across the parks. So, yes.
That's awesome. But all kidding aside, it was fun not talking about Money Grubbing Bob or anything else like that. Cheapy Chape. It was nice just to talk. I had to get that in so Jen, our resident, yelling at me. And it's done with love. That I had to say that because she loves it when I talk about Bob. Right, John?
Oh, absolutely.
But anyway, no, this has been a lot of fun. I appreciate you coming on, Judith. We want to thank you for all your service, training yourself, working, and also training all those wonderful nurses that take care of all of us. So thank you for your service.
Thank you.
No, we really appreciate
it. You're a badass, Judith. You really are.
Yeah, so.
No.
Listen, all you men bartenders up in Massachusetts, take care of Judith around
here. I know. You're going to get me in trouble. You got me in trouble.
That's okay. I got to look out for my buddy Tommy. I'm kind of investigating around here. But anyway, no, thank you very much. What's your thoughts on when do you think the parks will open, Judith? And what do you think they're going to have to do to get them open?
I don't know. It's going to, I don't know. I listened to the Diz Unplugged today, and Craig was talking about August 1st. And I thought, oh, geez, you know. I think that there's going to be some kind of testing when you enter the park. I don't know if they'll take your temperature or I don't know. It's going to be strange. I mean, we don't even know how we feel about going. So
it's sad. You know what August 1st is, right?
What?
The day before the handsomest guy on the planet's birthday, August 2nd.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget that?
No, I don't know. It's going to be scary. Yeah. I mean, part of me wants to go just because it's the right thing to do. We're going to have to figure out how to move on and figure out how to fix this is what I'm hoping that means.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can come up with a – what's your thoughts on coming up with a solution to this? The shot, the vaccine.
Oh, I mean, I know that every smart person in the world is working on this vaccine, and I'm hoping that we're going to have it sooner than they're saying.
I mean, Johnson & Johnson was saying they should have something by September.
I do, considering how many people are working on it, I think it's possible. Now, you have to realize I'm not an expert on, you know, infectious disease, so this is just from, you know, what I'm hearing at the hospitals and stuff. So, you know, don't take my word for it, but I'm hoping that it'll come sooner than later.
No, I think they're going to also have to loosen some of the rules of the testing and stuff like that. They're going to have to kind of fast track it to get out there because even though it's created, then it usually takes a year to get improved. Hopefully they have Inspector 12 at the front of the line ready to inspect this. Fast track it in some way.
Know, healthcare workers will be the first people that get the vaccine, so... You know, I'm hoping it's a safe vaccine as well, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, this is something so unprecedented. They're talking about not opening colleges and universities for the fall. So, as you know, we need to get these nurses out there. They can't shut down these places to not train nurses. So I don't know what we're going to do. It's actually above my pay grade.
Hopefully these knuckleheads realize that, if school's closed, don't mean you have spring break again.
I think, as far as my students go, they get it. You know, they're all, smart about what they're doing. And some of them are working on the front lines while they're, you know, finishing up the semester. And they're being safe. So I think a lot more kids get it than not. I think it's unfortunate that, you know, those spring breakers that were in Florida, that I'm sorry, John, but for your governor not to shut things down sooner is kind of hurting the state itself, you know.
Oh, no, don't be afraid to offend me. He's a fool. So, I mean, yeah, he's an absolute fool. You heard me a couple of weeks ago complaining about him not closing down churches. I mean, they still allowed Easter service to go on, and I realize, people, how important church is to you,
but you can get it online, you know.
There's plenty of other ways that you can practice your faith, and you don't need to go and spread the possibility of disease through your congregation.
And this goes to show you, I don't know which congregation it was, but the one preacher, like, this is like, you know, bailing your kid out and telling him it's okay what he did when he's in jail. Like, the cops came to the one church and fined him, like, gave them all tickets for going to church. And then the priest comes out and says, we're going to pay for all your tickets. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't have had it to begin with. Do you not realize you're risking people's, you know, lives and stuff? So, I don't know. Hopefully there's something sooner than later because all the crying and everything I do, I cannot wait to get my butt on one of these rides and bite into a sandwich and drink a beer at these parks because I'm dying to get back to Epcot, go to Tutu Gusto and get some shrimp scampi, John.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about John being able to get back to work before Doug worries on getting down there. So.
We got
to
talk about what's important, John.
Yes, exactly. Me.
Do you have any idea when you're going to start again or no?
No, nothing at all. As of Sunday, I'm furloughed. And supposedly our governor is working with Disney, Universal, and some of the other major employers across Florida to try to get us all automatically enrolled into the unemployment system. So, but as it is right now, about 12:01 a.m. on Sunday morning, there's going to be about 40,000 Disney cast members trying to log into that system.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can get something done. So.
Yeah.
It's sad. Sad. We had our problems here. My buddy, one of my friends, still, for some reason, his passwords are all messed up, and they won't let him reset them. He's trying. He had to go to the offices. It's like it's ridiculous. It's a shame for everybody. But
I will say, I don't usually talk politics, but I will say I'm proud of my governor in the state of Massachusetts. He's doing the right thing, and not to rub it in, but the Kraft family as well, Mr. Doug.
Yes, well, he just needs to stay doing what he's doing and stay out of some establishments, and we'll be very proud of him, Judith.
Nobody's perfect, but by getting us masks, he's
phenomenal. That was an awesome job by him. I appreciate him. I don't hate the guy. He never stepped on my foot at all, Judith. You know, the only thing they ever did to me is I just want the tapes is all from the Super Bowl. That's all I want.
Oh,
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 I shouldn't have brought it up.
No.
I can't talk about football because I'll start crying about Mr. Brady again.
Tampa Tommy. Don't talk about Tampa Tommy.
Come on, Judith. It's going to give you another reason to come to Florida. You're good friends.
Yep. You get to go to a Tampa game.
That would be fun. That would be a lot of fun. I am going to be a Tampa fan from now on. You know that.
Yep. The sad part is none of us will probably be going to a football game. They're saying football, they probably won't have any fans this season.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're going to do.
As long as they play, it won't bother me in the least. My chair right across this room
you sit at home and watch, though.
We need sports in this house.
I know
three boys who need sports.
Well, do you know how they tell you need to wear a mask for everybody else's safety?
Yes.
That's why Doug stays home and don't go to football games. He stays home for everybody else's safety. I'm doing what I'm told. I'm being responsible. I don't go to football games. But I love having you on, Judith, again. Thank you so much for everything you do. Stay safe, sweetie.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Maybe next week or whatever, the fall, we'll do one of the other parks. Sound like fun, guys?
Oh, I'd love to.
Sure.
You in, John? You sticking with me? Yeah. You're not leaving me anytime soon, are you?
No, I don't think so just yet.
Okay.
So, we're good.
You can't leave. He's the fun one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to have you.
See? All right.
I'm going to have you start calling him for me, Judith, because he don't like answering the phone for me much anymore. You're going to have to be my go-between.
And nobody's shopping for me right now. That's kind of hard, you know?
Hey, John, find this woman a spirit jersey, would you?
Yeah, I could.
I have to go find something as soon as we open.
All right, guys. Everybody be safe. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you soon. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye, folks.
Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.